Hey, little 16-year-old me, come here. Sit down and get your hair out of your face. All right, listen up. There's some things you need to know. First of all, you need to dress better. And by that, I mean wear as much black as you want to. Don't let any of those bitches tell you not to wear black. You wear black every single day if you want to. All black all the time. And wear your combat boots. Yeah, you're way cooler than what you think you are. Don't listen to what they say. Secondly, you're funny. Be funny. People like when you make them laugh. Stop holding it in. Number three, your boyfriend. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. He's a dipshit. I just don't even know what to tell you about him. He smells good, so there's that, but all that dry humping, it's terrible. Here's what I suggest, 16-year-old me. You need to find somebody and give them a blowjob. I know, sounds a little fucked up, right? I shouldn't be telling my little 16-year-old self to go give someone a blowjob, but that is what you need to do. Establish the sexual powers that you know that you have earlier and use them. It'll be much more fun when you're in high school. All right. That boy Ryan, I know you're obsessed with him. I know. He's adorable now with those blue eyes and that black hair, scary cat skull necklace, all reading Anne Rice. That t-shirt with the little anarchy symbols all over it. I know your dark little heart just loves him to death, but let me tell you, he turns into such a pretentious hipster douchebag. Yeah. So, enjoy him now. Oh, and his little friend, the one with kaleidoscope eyes. Yeah, try to hit that too. Yeah. Oh, and another thing. There's that one boy. Yeah, the skater kid. Yeah, he wants your stuff. Well, you won't find out until, like, after you graduate. So, hit that too. All right, so. Now that you're done slutting it up in high school. Oh, wait. High school. A couple of other things. Fuck your friends. They're all stupid bitches, and they all have horrible, horrible mental problems. Okay? They're all suffering from the same low self-esteem issues you are, and you're all taking it out on each other. So just ignore them. Realize where it comes from. Take everything they say with a grain of salt. And then just do your thing. And stop not talking to people just because you don't think they're cool. There are plenty of people who you want to talk to and who you want to be friends with, but you won't because they're not cool. Well, you know what? Your friends aren't cool either. And enjoy your time in marching band and theater and mock trial because those are the best things you're going to do in high school. You're not going to learn shit in classes. Yeah, it's going to put you at a little disadvantage for college, but it's okay. We make up for it. All right, now let's talk about college. College is going to fucking rule. At the very least, the first year does. Couple of things. Number one, don't take statistics. Fuck that. You're not going to be a psychology major. You don't need statistics. Take like college algebra or something. Take something easy so you get an A and your GPA is better. Fuck statistics. Two. Now, this is the fun part of freshman year. You are going to have so much sex. Yeah. And it's going to be good. And you're going to have fun. But you know what? Again, you're going to have friends who are going to tell you, oh my God, what are you doing? Why are you having sex with all of these dudes? But you know what? You're smart about it. You only do it in your room. They always use a condom. And you're never drunk when it happens. Well, maybe that first time. But you're never drunk. They use a condom. and you're in your own room. So, I know your friends are going to give you shit, but you know what? They're the ones who get drunk at frat parties and end up passed out naked on a park bench somewhere. Yeah, they're the ones fucking God only knows who. And they think you're wrong just because you bring so many guys back to your room. Fuck them. It's good. Just keep fucking them. Fuck all the guys. Fuck some more girls, too. Definitely fuck more girls. Probably should have fucked some girls in high school, too. Yeah, get on that 16-year-old me. All right. College, you're gonna meet the husband. And that's gonna be cool. But, here's a problem. After you meet the husband, you kind of stop making friends. And that's not good. You need more friends. Get out of your room once in a while. Don't just barricade yourself in there, and don't just hang out with, like, the one other RA in your building. Get out and make friends. You're cool. People like you. Make some goddamn friends. And after that, 16-year-old me, stuff will be okay. There's lots of ups and downs, and lots of downs. And some ups. And some crazy, crazy shit is gonna go on in your life. But it'll all lead you to this point, and it'll be okay. I think. We'll see. We're not done yet. But, little 16-year-old me, don't cut bangs in your hair either. You don't look good with bangs. Never cut bangs in your hair. Just keep it all nice and straight. And that's about it. So, take care of yourself, little one. You're super cool. And even though you're kind of a dork and you're moody, I love you. Now, go burn some candles and write in your notebook and be all spooky. Maybe try to do some sort of little ritual or something. You just rock out with your bad, dark self. Enjoy it while you can. Bye.